الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن 4 منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا. واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we are going to be speaking about certain laws, masail, pertaining to the had of zina. That when a person does zina, then what punishment will be meted out to him? This is mentioned here in Quran, and these rulings in Quran, in these verses, are abrogated by other verses that come in Quran, which we will discuss in its rightful place, inshallah. But we will give the verdict that is given here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here first speaks about those women who do zina. So if a woman commits zina, indecency, if she has to do fornication, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّاتِي يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِن نِسَائِكُمْ. Those women who do the zina, whether she is muhsan, whether she is chaste or unchaste, whether she is married or unmarried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ 4 minkum. And the first thing you ought to do is get 4 witnesses to witness against this. So they were witnessed against her by saying that she did zina. فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا. And if they do witness, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ. So this is the ruling that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, this ruling is now abrogated by another verse in Quran. So Allah says, when they do zina, then keep them or imprison them in their homes. In other words, they will not be allowed to leave their homes. حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ. Until death comes. They did zina, so they will remain now in their homes. Or unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way for them somehow later. And this is what we are talking about, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did bring a verse later in Quran which abrogated this verse. أَوْ يَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا. Some way or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way for them to come out of their homes. And this is the law regarding now jald, that is whooping a woman or lashing a woman, and in certain scenarios. And there are also certain scenarios in where you will do rajam, and that is where you will stone a woman to death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the males. Those males who do zina, whether they are married or unmarried, the ruling is still the same for both. And Allah here mentions this, وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا. As we see, the duel is brought, that those males who do zina too, فَآذُوهُمَا. Here the ruling is different from a woman doing zina. Because if a woman does zina, then Allah says, you must imprison them. That is the ruling of habs. So they will be kept back in their homes. They will be imprisoned there in their homes until death comes. But as for the males, if they have to do zina, Allah says, فَآذُوهُمَا. Then you should punish them. You should physically punish them because they did zina, which is such a serious crime committed. But if they make tawbah, Allah says, فَإِن تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ. If they make tawbah and they rectify what they did, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they stop doing that, they desist from what they were doing, فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا. Then Allah says, then leave them, then turn away from them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. So this was a ruling that was given initially, but this rule was also abrogated by another verse in Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Now Allah says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Tawbah is accepted all the time. But Allah here mentions also some conditions. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If a person makes tawbah, Allah will accept his tawbah. As we see in Quran, عَلَى اللَّهِ. It is Allah's system that Allah accepts a tawbah for those people who do guna. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. You do some sin unknowingly, unintentionally you do some sin, and immediately after that you make tawbah, Allah will accept the tawbah. Allah says, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. They don't procrastinate, they don't delay, or they don't say, you know, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and we can do whatever guna and sin we want to do. Remember, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, but at the same time, Allah's Azab also, when it strikes, it's Azabul Aleem. So you do a sin, and you do a sin, you do it unknowingly, unintentionally, and immediately after it you make tawbah. Supposedly you did some sin also knowingly. Then to Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. In the books of Tafsir it mentioned, that right up to before maut you can make tawbah, but at the time of maut, as Quran states in the next verse, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is most knowledgeable, Allah is most wise. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says, tawbah is not made when a person does guna. Now at the time of death, he wants to make tawbah. He can see the sakarat has started, now he wants to make tawbah. Tawbah isn't accepted at that time. Right up to then, a person had all the chances and opportunities to make tawbah. قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ. But now he says, I'm making tawbah right now, I'm turning to Allah. Then Allah says, وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Even kuffar also, they, when they die, never will they be given an opportunity to offer some excuse as tawbah for the fida, as ransom, you know, for them to enter into Jannah. Allah says, no, these people also will die without anything being accepted from their side too. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمًا. So in other words, this person who doesn't make tawbah and who is going to be doomed now in the fire of Jahannam, he is in the same boat or similar to a kafir, because a kafir will also be entering into Jahannam. But of course, a mu'min will enter into Jahannam first to pay for what he did, and then he will enter Jannah. Allah says, for them, Allah has prepared for them a painful punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from doing sin. May Allah only give us tawfiq to do ta'at.